sometimes with a restaurant at interstate highways and other
highways. Gasoline and food and so forth.
Yeah, that be a rest area too?
Well, practically, yes.
Okay. Okay, what do you call the thing that's painted on the road, there in the middle of the road, to help you stay in your lane?
I imagine they have safety lines.
Okay. And what do you call the area where you get off one of these major highways?
Exit.
Exit. And the one, and where you get on again, what do you call that?
Oh, that's an entrance.
Okay. Okay, on a road like downtown, you often have a place where the train tracks go over the road.
Railroad crossing?
Well, they don't go on the road. There's a sort of a bridge there that the train
overpass.
Okay, what do you call the area that the cars go through?
Viaduct.
Under that.
Under the viaduct.
Yeah. What do you call that? Under the overpass. What do you call that?
The underpass.
Yeah, the underpass. Okay. Okay, what do you call the kind of parking that's usually done, say, on neighborhood streets? What type of parking is that? Is that
parallel
parking?
We'll say parallel.
Okay. And what's that outlet for fire hoses that stands out in front of houses?
Fire hydrants.
That's all. Okay. And what do you call the kind of parking that, say, that's done over in shopping centers? Is that parallel parking too, or what?
Mostly parallel.
Okay. Okay, where would you park downtown? What kind of places would you park in? Well, let's say a kind of building that's just a parking, has several different levels on it. What would you call that?
Parking deck.
Okay. What are the couple or three or four tallest buildings in town, major buildings, office buildings?
W.B. Worthen Building, the Union National Bank Building, and the Exchange National Bank.
Mm-hmm.
It's the newest, about 30 stories, I believe.
That tall?
Yes, sir. Mm. It's the tallest one,
mm-hmm.
That last one.
How long has it been here?
It's been open about a year, 18 months.
Oh. And it is, you know, you can't tell if you hear how old some of these things
are. No, new ones on 5th and Broadway.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a large apartment house, say a tall apartment house, high-rise apartment house? Heavy names for that?
Apartment building.
Apartment building. You ever call it a high-rise?
High-rise.
Is that just for apartment buildings, or is that for other
buildings? Yeah, most of the buildings. For residents.
What about the term condominium?
That's where you buy into a place, a suite of rooms, a bedroom, or a apartment, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay so much down.